It's 8464CA. Well, this weekend, a real treat. It is the French Film Festival. And I always love this event each year. I usually go along and you immerse yourself in some wonderful and sometimes challenging but very engaging French cinema. They've always had the reputation. Presented once again this year by Alliance Française de Cannes. It's actually happening at Event Cinemas Cannes Central coming up this weekend right through until Sunday. Committee member from Alliance Française de Cannes, Margot, joins me this morning. Good morning, Margot. How are you today?
Good morning, Marie. I'm well, thank you.
Well, what an amazing history you've got. You spent about 20 years in Paris. You ended up in Umeå, New Caledonia, but you ended up marrying an Aussie who brought you to Cannes. All things considered, you've got a wonderful background, but I still think you're pretty lucky these days living in Cannes, don't you?
Yes, I agree. This is the place to be.
But you're bringing a wealth of background culture with you as well. And as I suggested at the beginning too, every year I always enjoy the French Film Festival. Now look, coming up this weekend, it does kick off at midday on Friday, but right across the weekend, a whole range of wonderful, wonderful films. Can we start with one that I know will be of particular interest to our audience? It's a comedy. It's called Little Nicholas's Treasure. Kicks off as a PG this Friday at midday at Event Cinemas Cannes Central. Tell me a little bit more about this particular movie.
It's one of my favorites. Little Nicolas Treasure has been adapted from Le Petit Nicolas from Goscinny and Sampé. It was always a very big success, this book, for kids but also for grown-ups. And now it's an adaptation to the big screen, so that's really good. It's a special screening. It's our very first movie. It's at 12, and it's only $12 for everybody. So there will be no concessions on that $12. One price for all.
And that does sound like that particular comedy is really likely to be fully accessible to people of all ages. And based on the book, check it out. There's more details online there. Now, of course, Friday night, we're going to have dancing. We're going to have a bit of a soiree, no doubt, beforehand. Maybe even a glass of champagne. Lost Illusions, it kicks off at 8 p.m. on Friday. And in a lot of ways, this is the key movie for the French Film Festival this weekend.
Well, that's why we chose it for our opening night. It's a very beautiful movie. Even I didn't see it because no one is allowed to see the movies beforehand.
Yeah, wow.
I read the reviews and the critics, and it seems it will be the movie to watch. So it's a drama. It's from a very famous French writer, Honoré de Balzac. It came originally like a novel in three different books, and it talks about the 1800s life of everyday people, but also the nobles and the aristocracy, both in Paris and in Angoulême. There is intrigue, they are all in beautiful costumes, there is a bit of love and a bit of betrayal, and the actors, you know, are just... very famous and good. Cécile de France, Benjamin Voisin, Vincent Lacoste, even Gérard Depardieu will do an apparition in the movie. So, don't miss that one.
It's amazing how Gérard Depardieu, he seems to turn up in every movie. And I think I've been to Angoulême. That's in the south of France. Well, more the central south as well. So a beautiful part of the country. Go and check it out. It is actually one of the key movies for the whole weekend. It's called Lost Illusions. Let's talk about some of these names. Daniel Auteuil. We've also got Catherine Deneuve. There's just some classic names that are synonymous with French cinema. And, of course, right across the weekend, you've got The Kitchen Brigade, which is a bit of a social comedy. Farewell, Mr. Huffman, a drama, Employee of the Month.
Daniel Auteuil is a big star, international star. And Farewell, Mr. Huffman will be really a good movie, this one.
Excellent. You got the Comedy Employee of the Month, a whole range of different ones. Full-time. Also check out Peaceful, it's a drama. And La Travita, My Brothers and I, a drama to finish it off on Sunday. So a whole range of different movies to check out. And of course, for people that would like to find out more and I guess get a bit of an idea of some of the movies that they can actually check out, bit of background, afcairns.org.au, which is basically short for Alliance Française de Cairns. So just go to the website, www.afcairns.org.au. Great opportunity, Margot. It's been great to talk to you. And do we have to wear red, white and blue when we go to the cinema on the weekend?
Oh, you can bring your beret on. And if I can add one little thing is, I highly recommend you to buy the pass.
Yes, I understand that pass is really good value. It allows you to go to seven of the key movies, except for the opening night one, which is, of course, Lost Illusions. That's $30, but there are concessions for those ones, and it does include a glass of champagne. But for the other seven movies, you can see all of them for just $108. That's amazing. For seven movies, $108, but it doesn't include Lost Illusions on the Friday night, the opening night. Look, it is really such a wonderful signature event each year. I always look forward to it. It is coming up this weekend. It's the French Film Festival. Margot, it's been great to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for your information and bonne chance.
Merci, Murray. Thank you very much for having me and see you at the movies.
The Christian O'Connell Show.